Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tov. We had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that on the first day of Yom Tov, it falls on Shabbos, and you accidentally forgot and carried your lulav out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're pater because you were motzio b'rishus. Amar Abaye Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Yatzabo. That's only if you have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah with the lulav. Aval Yatzabo. But if you already fulfilled the mitzvah with the lulav and then you carry it outside, chayiv. You're going to be chayiv a carbon chatas for carrying it to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because you're no longer torud b'dvar mitzvah. You already were yotzei the mitzvah. So ask the Gemara and Abaye, how could it be that you ever carry it out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim before having fulfilled the mitzvah? Hamida agbehe nafakbehe. From the very moment you lift the lulav, you're already yotzei the mitzvah. So it's impossible to carry it out without having been yotzei the mitzvah. So Amar Abaye kisha hafacho. Maybe you carried it out upside down, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah if you don't carry it right side up. Maybe you carried it in a bag, in one of those nice lulav bags that they sell, and you're not yotzei if you carry it in a bag. Isn't Rava the one that says that when you carry using something else, it still counts as taking lulav? No, that's only if you're carrying through something else in an honorable way, in a respectful manner. But through a kli, that's not considered derech kavod. That's derech bizayon. That would certainly not work. So main point number one, only Tov b'dvar mitzvah, it's only considered Tov b'dvar mitzvah if you haven't been yotzei yet. So you had to have picked it up upside down or carried it out in a kli, derech bizayon. Now, once we're discussing Tov b'dvar mitzvah, the Gemara is going to bring another halacha related to Tov b'dvar mitzvah. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Rabbi Yossi, Olas ha'of shenimtzeis bein agpayim. If you have an Olas ha'of that's found amongst other birds that had a malika done for a carbon chatas, ukasavar chatas ha'ofi, and therefore you got confused and you thought the Ola was really a chatas, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. V'achala, so you ate it, thinking that it was a chatas, but it was really an Ola, and you're not allowed to eat an Ola, pater. You're pater from bringing carbon me'ilah because you were Tov b'dvar mitzvah. So my kamashmalan, what's the great chiddush? Tov b'dvar mitzvah pater? Hainuach, we already know that Tov b'dvar mitzvah is pater. What are you adding beyond what Rabbi Yossi taught in the Mishnah? Says more now, ma'al detema hasam hu detov b'dvar mitzvah pater hainu do'avad mitzvah. Aval hacha detov b'dvar mitzvah lo'avad mitzvah emalo, kamashmalan. I might have thought that, yeah, in our Mishnah you're pater because at least when you were Tov b'dvar mitzvah, you were taking lulav, so at least you were being mekayim, the mitzvah. But over here, when you ate the olas ha'of, you were tov b'dvar mitzvah and weren't even being mekayim, the mitzvah. So I might think Rabbi Yossi would not say pater in that case, he would say chayiv. That's why he needs to tell me that we still apply the principle of tov b'dvar mitzvah pater. Meisvei, Rabbi Yossi omer, hashochet es ha-tamid she'eno mevukar kilchaso b'shabbos, if a person shechs a carbon tamid that has not been checked properly for mumin on Shabbos, chayev chatas. He has to bring carbon chatas for the shogeg because he shechted that in a shechita that was not shechita shel mitzvah on Shabbos. V'tzorich tamid acher, and he needs to bring another carbon tamid for his chavas hayom. Now, according to Rav Huna, that Rav Yossi paters from a chatas when you're torah b'dvar mitzvah, even if you weren't actually mekayim the mitzvah, why are you chayev chatas over here? You were torah b'dvar mitzvah. You wanted to shecht a carbon tamid shel Shabbos. You thought it was mevukar, so why aren't you Pater? So Amalei Bar Minedahi. You can't ask from that price. So the Idmar Allah, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Chatai, Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. A whole lot of rabbis said, Kigon Sheyaviu Milishka She'ena Mivukarin. The case was you brought it, the carbon tamid, from a section, from a room in the Beis Hamikdash, where a whole bunch of animals that have not been checked yet hang out. So therefore, it's not considered a tamid var mitzvah because those kvasim, and those sheep were never omid the hakrava. They were never meant, they were never destined for hakrava at all. So it's not even considered a Tov b'dvar mitzvah. So main point number two, a Tov b'dvar mitzvah even works when you haven't done the mitzvah in the end, like eating an olas ha'of, thinking that it's a chatas ha'of, but not when you're karov lemezid, like bringing a carbon tamid from a lishcha of animals that are not mevukarin. New Mishnah. Mikabelas isha miyad b'na u'miyad b'ayla u'machzirasa l'mayim b'shabbos. A woman could receive the lulav from her son, from her husband, and put it back into water on Shabbos that it shouldn't dry out. Rabbi Domer b'shabbos machzirin. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, on Shabbos you could put the lulav back into the water, but you're not allowed to add water. B'yom tov mosifin. On Yontif you're even allowed to add water. U'b'moed and u'chal moed, forget about adding, machlifin. You're even allowed to switch out the water. And then the Mishnah just happens to mention that a katan who knows how to shake the lulav is chayav in lulav. So it says in our pshita, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that a woman could receive the lulav from her husband or from a son? What would be the iser in taking the lulav? So ma'u detema hol v'isha lav bas chiyuvihi. I might think that since a woman is not chayav in the mitzvah of lulav, say malot tekabel, maybe she should not even be able to take the lulav from her husband or son when they come home from shul. So kamash malan, that's why he has to tell me that since the lulav is ra'ui for men to use, it has a din of a kli, it's not considered a muktzah, she's allowed to take it from them. Then we had mentioned at the very end of the Mishnah that katani odeilina neya, that if a child knows how to shake lulav, he's chayiv in lulav. So once we talk about chinuch of a katan, we have a braisa that elaborates on chinuch of a katan. Tanu rabbanan, katan odeilina neya chayiv b'lulav. When he knows how to shake lulav, he's chayiv in lulav midrabanan. L'satif, when he knows how to wrap himself in a talis, chayiv batzitzis. Lishmar tefillin, when he knows how to protect his tefillin, the aviv lokeach lo tefillin, and his father shabayim tefillin. Yodeil daber, as soon as he knows how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah, kriyashma. Father should teach him Torah and kriyashma. Torah mayhi, what does it mean to teach him Torah? Amar avamnuna, Torah tzivulana Moshe, marasha kilas Yaakov. Kriyashma mayhi, what does it mean to teach him kriyashma? Pasuk Rishon, the very first pasuk of Kriyashma. Hayodea lishmar gufo. If some katan knows how to protect his body, that he's not going to become tamei with Tumas Maga, Masa, and Ohel, Ochlin al Gufo Taros. Even if the Taros touched him, you don't have to worry that maybe he was Tame and he was Metame them. Lishmar as Yadav, if he knows not to touch things that are Safik Tuma with his hands, and if he does touch things, he's going to do Netilas Yadayim, Ochlin al Yadav Taros. Then if his hands touched your Taros, you're still allowed to eat them. Hayodeli Sha'il, if you can ask him whether he touched Tuma or not, and he knows how to respond, yes or no. So if the suffix is in Rosh Hashanah, you still have to assume Tamei, but Rosh Hashanah, Sveiko Tahar. But in Rosh Hashanah, it's the suffix would be Tahar. Hayodea Lifros Kapav. Meaning, that, by the way, that last case of Deli Shal was assuming it's a suffix. You asked him, and he said, Eini Yodea. He said, I don't know. So he's Yodea Lishael, but he didn't have an answer. He wasn't sure. So then we follow the normal rules of suffix Tum, Rosh Hashanah, Tamei, Rosh Hashanah, Tahar. Hayodea Lifros Kapav. If a child knows how to duchen, he knows how to be Poris Kapav. Cholkin lo Truma Bebes HaGranos. We could already give him Truma when we're dividing up the Truma. Since everyone knows that he's a gadol, he knows how to be Shomer the Truma Betara, because the Katan is not Poris Kapav Betzibur. So that's a raya that he must be a gadol, and that's why you're allowed to give him the Truma. Hayodea Lishchot. If he knows how to hold his hand steady for Shchita, Ochlin Mishchita, so you could eat from Mishchita. Amar Avhuna Vuhusha Gadol Omer Al Gabav. But that's only if there's a gadol omer al gabav, some gadol that's watching to make sure that he shechts properly. Yachal lechol kezayis dagan. If he's able to eat one kezayis of grain of wheat, marchikin meitzo aso umeme raglav arba amos, then his excrement, his urine, counts as real excrement and urine. And if you want to daven or say kriyashma, you need to distance yourself 4 amos from his waste products. Amar Rav Chista v'hu sheyachal ochlo b'kdei achilas pras. But that's only if he's old enough that he can eat that kezayis of dagan within a shear of a kedei achilas pras. Amar Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Yeva uve gadol. This is talking about an adam gadol, the person who's a gadol that has to stay away dal ramos in order to daven. Afal b'sheinu yachalech. I'm sorry.
Uvagadol afal pisheni yachal lechol v'chdei achilas pras d'chsiv Yosef das Yosef machov. If it were a gadol, even if he can't eat a kazayis v'chdei achilas pras, you would have to stay away from his waste products for amos, because when a person gets older, the waste product becomes more significant. Yachal lechol kazayis tzli, if he can eat a kazayis of roasted meat, shochtin alavas haPesach, you can include him in the group for the Korban Pesach. Shenemar ish lefi achlo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yochel Levarer, Ad She Yochel Levarer, rather, until he's a gadol, such a gadol that he Ad She Yochel Levarer Achila Ketzad Nos Notzor V'Zorko Egos V'Noto. You have to wait. You can only count him on Korban Pesach if he can choose what is food and what is not food. That if you give him a rock, he'll throw it away, and you give him food, he's going to put it in his mouth and he will eat it. So main points over here. On Shabbos, you could put your lulav back in water. On Yom Tov, you could add water. On Chol HaMoed, you could even change the water. And the lulav is not even muktza for women. Then the last main point on Amud Aleph was the different ages of chinuch for various mitzvos. And then top main point on Amud Beis, to conclude the perek, the age to be memana on a Korban Pesach is a machlokas. Tanakama holds when you could eat a kazayis tzli. And Rabbi Yehuda holds when he can differentiate between real food and garbage. So that is Hadron Alach Lulav HaGazel. We are now going to begin next time, Be'ezras Hashem, the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah, Lulav HaRavah.